Module 4, Managing Time. Now we have to focus on organizing your time. Building effective time management skills requires discipline and constant practice. It is easy to become fraught with tasks that are non-productive and time wasters. This module will discuss how to be a better time manager with some very simple behavior modification. Managing your time. Time is a limited resource at work. Being an administrative assistant means you will be dividing your time with your manager. Your manager will ask you to do things and take up your valuable resource. This, however, is the nature of your job as an administrative assistant. Developing good time management skills takes discipline. It is a conscious effort in knowing what you are doing for how long. It is defending your schedule and fending off distractions. Wasting time at work could infringe into your personal life, like working extra hours or taking work home. If you resolve to make time management your goal, you will be good at it. Do not be ashamed to let people know that you are conscious of your time. Furthermore, if you demonstrate respect for other people's time, they will respect your time. Being fervent in managing your time transmits a productive attitude to your peers and manager. When you find yourself with free time at work, look for ways to make use of it productively. Go to a peer or manager and ask if they need help. They will see that you care about their time. If you are easily distracted, then remove anything that distracts you from your work area. Avoid the internet or talking with peers at length. Constantly feeding these distractions will become a bad habit, and you will be seen as unproductive and subject to scrutiny by your manager. Time management is not an art, it's a discipline. Use it wisely, and you will reap rewards that will impact both your work and home life. Use it unwisely and see how time will seem scarce. Remember, once time is wasted, you cannot get it back. We are all given the same amount of time per day. No one has more, and no one has less. Keeping others on track. Almost every task that requires coordination among various persons could be deemed a project. A project is a temporary endeavor to reach a common goal by several entities. This could be interdepartmental, departmental, or external with a vendor. There may be times when you are called to lead a project or sub-project. Keeping those on track presents both logistical and political challenges. In project management, the project manager is skilled in holding project performers accountable and producing their tasks on time and in good quality. They accomplish this by documenting the name of the person responsible for the deliverable, item or task owed to the project. The work breakdown structure, WBS, document is the tool they use to monitor the deliverables of all project performers in an easy-to-read format. We spoke about this tool earlier. Now you will get specifics on how they work and how to use them. The key to using a WBS is the level of detail you break down the task. Each task in a project should be broken down to a level where individual components and personal responsibility are identified. The start and end dates are then identified. To get this information, you should meet with a project performer and their manager to solidify the deliverable. The more the detail, the better. If you are given vague information, it will be difficult to hold the performer accountable. Here are some questions you may need to ask. Are there any tasks this deliverable is dependent on? Is the person assigned the only one working on this task? If you get a yes to any of these questions, then record this on your WBS. The next tool a project manager uses to hold performers accountable is the communication plan. The key to using this tool is to establish predetermined intervals of communication before the project begins. Set this expectation as you have the ability to contact each performer without appearing like a micromanager, which could cause conflict. When creating your communication plan, incorporate intervals where you can communicate with a performer on a weekly basis. If a project is a quick project, then every couple of days is recommended. This way, you are not reaching out to them only when things are falling behind. In your plan, schedule meetings for larger projects. The best thing about these documents is that you will distribute them to the project team once they are complete. This public discourse of who does what and your schedule of when you are going to call on them for updates creates a natural desire to get things done. Maintaining schedules. Maintaining your schedule is a constant challenge. There are so many traps throughout the day where time could be wasted or mismanaged. Knowing common pitfalls that rob you of your time is a simple but effective way to maintain your schedule. Here are some common time traps to watch for. Avoid meeting runover. This is a common area where time is wasted. Meetings can easily run over by at least 30 minutes. Do this several times a day and you could lose hours of time this way. Making a conscious effort to avoid meeting runover is essential. You have to make the decision before you enter the meeting. To start, if you are not the meeting organizer, before the meeting begins, tell the meeting organizer you must leave on time. and then sit as close to the exit door as possible to avoid disrupting the meeting when exiting. If you are the meeting organizer, before the meeting begins, tell attendees that you plan to end the meeting on time, and then end the meeting on time. Avoid additional work that is unrelated to the activities you are currently working on. Many times a simple task pops up and it seems like something you can handle quickly. But once you get involved, it takes up more time than you think. Unplanned or poorly organized tasks tend to cost more time than at first glance. Sometimes it really constitutes unproductive or busy work. If you see something pop up that needs work, put it in your planner. Do not volunteer every time additional work is offered. Constant volunteering alters your schedule. You may feel pressure to volunteer and save the day, but you might be inviting more trouble. Take a look at your schedule before you volunteer, and if you do have the extra time, go for it. But be cautious not to over-volunteer. If you keep on sending the message that you have all the time in the world to do extra things, then you will have people dump tasks on you. Your time is precious. Demonstrate the importance of your time to your peers. Negotiate time frames when additional work is given to you. Be assertive and defend your schedule. Avoid being pushed into time frames that work against your schedule. Ask questions like, when do you need this by? If you must work on this task immediately, negotiate the time frame of a deliverable already on your schedule. Many times you are unable to find a lower priority task on your schedule. Decline work you know you cannot deliver. Many times you may just have to decline the job. If you are unable to exchange the new task for one that is already scheduled, and you know you cannot deliver both, decline it. Just remember, do not decline a job, then later be caught standing around at the water cooler for 20 minutes. This will damage your credibility. Case study. Maria had problems relating to managing time which greatly affected her productivity. As time passed, she continued not to understand how important the issue actually was. She was later given a project for her university, and she procrastinated until the last minute. When she realized that the time she had was not enough together with the fact that she had problems in managing time, Maria decided to make a change. She studied project management and read a lot on how to deliver tasks in a timely manner. She also started using a communication plan in order to keep others on track, while also making sure that she maintained her schedules. All of this has taught her a valuable lesson on how to avoid additional work and how to have a good turnaround for any project she got.